We'll give it a few as there's aren't too many on yet. We'll go ahead and get started. This is the February Wolf Poem, and we will start with introductions. Who we have on from NIPS?
Melissa Jensen.
Okay, who do we have from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? BPA. Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde.
Morning, Schwabie's on. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. All right, how about ODFW?
Colby Gonzalez, Mackenzie Hatchery.
Greg, Marion Forcemento. Dan Willamette, Dexter.
All right.
Brett Boyd, South City and Foster.
Hey, Brett. Okay. Moving on to the core, Willamette Valley Project.
Hey, Chris. Greg Taylor. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I'm there.
I got Chad. What was the other one?
This is Dustin Banks and Chris.
Hey, Dustin. Let's see. Looks like Tammy Mackey's on. Anyone from Water Management? And anyone from PME? Then anyone else I missed?
Chris Budai from PM.
Jeremy Romer from ODFW.
This is Lance Kruzik with NOAA.
All right, thanks everyone. Any agenda updates? Okay, moving on. In terms of approving January minutes, I did receive comments from ODFW, and those edits were incorporated. Did not receive comments from others. So if you have them, send them my way. Otherwise, we'll finalize those. Okay, moving on to action items. There were none from our last meeting. So we'll move on to updates. The North Centennial, Greg, you're on.
All right. Ryan's on his way to Coal River, so I don't think he'll be calling in this morning. Marion Forks, everything's going well. We finished ponding all the Chinook fry this last week. And yesterday, our last group, they're pulling out the baskets and picking today. Everything looks good from this morning. Survival was good and not a lot of fungus this year, so I think we've got a great start to those fish. Everything else is going well up there. received a little bit more snow this week, which is nice. Wish we had a couple more feet, but everything's good up there. It's going well. Minto, everything's going well down here. Still tending towards a late March release for the smolts that are down here. Starting to feed a little better, a little more sunshine. Other than that, everything's good here. Dustin and the Colonel were down last week, which was nice to see. We've been seeing the Detroit crew a little more this last couple weeks, catching up on some of the maintenance problems. And we got our truck back from Lookout Point, so the truck's back to almost 100%. That's about all I got.
Good to hear. Any questions or comments for Greg? All right, moving on to the Salsinium, Brett.
Yeah, things are going okay over here. This month we've released our February Chinook group smolts. They went out really well. And then we received the remaining Spring Chinook and Rainbow from Willamette. And they're all doing great. The rest of the stocks here on hand, the rest of the fish here, juveniles on hand, are doing well. We did have some trick on the steelhead smolts. We treated them with formalin. They took the treatment well, and they're looking good and feeding well. And everybody's on target to make size goals. We completed the summer steelhead spawning this month, and then we've also just recently shock picked and enumerated the last couple of groups of eggs, and they'll be going out to Bonneville this morning. We're about came in a little better than we thought. We're about 75%. We made about 75%, I guess, on the average of our allocations. And those are just the egg allocations. Hopefully, with a good survival rate, we might land a little better than that after ponding. But we'll see how it goes. We did shut down Foster for maintenance this month, and they're just about done with the maintenance on the ladder. So tomorrow morning we're going to start that up and get back to trapping some adults. And on that, we're just prepping to release the rest of our Chinook here in March and facilities maintenance and all that kind of good stuff when we have time.
Thanks, Brett. Any questions or comments?
That's about it. Over.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll chime in here since we're on the Salsinium. There's a few of us that are heading out to do additional recon to look for outplanting sites above Green Peter Dam. I hope that goes well. I hope it's not too cold for us. But we'll report back to Wolf Palm at our next meeting as to what goes on and what the path forward is as to how we anticipate moving forward with getting these outplanting sites and being able to outplant this season. And that's all I have. All right, moving on to Mackenzie Colby.
Hey guys, so we got all of our fish ponded this year, this month. Got it started on feed. Everything's looking pretty good with the babies. Last month we got our first release out. We started our second release last week. Water's getting pretty low here. So I'm hoping, highly anticipating that we're going to get some water next week to help get this second release out, get them released under some cover. And other than that, maintenance-wise, we've been dealing with finding some problems with our equipment from brownout. I'm assuming brownouts about a month ago. We're just slowly going through and finding stuff, some hatchery alarm stuff. Some intake stuff, pretty much just computer things. Other than that, everything's normal.
Thanks, Colby. Any questions or comments for Colby? All right, Cougar Fish Facility updates.
Yeah, not a lot to report on. Facility is still shut down for the winter, but we are scheduled to open it, I believe, March 14th. So, yeah, and then I guess for maintenance issues, the only thing I'm aware of is that the crane and powerhouse crew will be installing the pumps, I think, week after next. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to get the facility operating. That's all I have.
Any questions for Chad? All right, moving on to the Middle Fork Willamette. Willamette Hatchery, Dan.
Okay, everything's going good at Dexter. All the smolts are on schedule. Our next release will be next week, and then it'll be about every 3 weeks after that until the middle of April, and then we'll dry up Dexter for the season until we fire back up for adults and fingerlings going down there in late May. So about a month we'll be dry. Everything at the hatchery is going well. We're all the Chinook are out ponded, have been for a while, and they're feeding up good. We got Rainbow out there, and the steelhead are hatched and should be going on feed by the end of the week. Everything else is going good.
Questions or comments for Dan? Okay, moving on. Fall Creek.
I don't think Doug is on the line, so I'll give a quick update. Yeah, similar situation as Cougar. Facilities shut down for the wintertime. Due to the delayed refill, we are hoping that we can get the facility opened around April 15th. So it's all kind of water and weather dependent. So no other outstanding maintenance issues that I'm aware of. I can follow up with Todd to see if he has anything, but I think, and that's all I have for Fall Creek.
All right. Hearing no questions or comments. I didn't see anyone on from PME for research updates. I do recall, I believe, seeing an email that canceled the next Fitterwig meeting in regards to fish facility design. I know the plan was to update the group on where they're at with the Dexter fish facility, and apparently they're not ready to present yet. So hopefully next month that can occur. Unless someone did come on from PME, they can add to that. Okay.
Hey,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brett. I just wanted to make you aware of a situation, too. Last night, I guess I ended up communicating with the operator this morning over here at Foster, but they're running this reservoir like 5 feet lower than normal, I guess, is what they've been ordered to do. But that has definitely affected the head pressure on our intake, so we had to make some flow adjustments last night. We tried cleaning first because we weren't sure what was going on, and then couldn't get it back, so we ended up making some flow adjustments. But anyway, I've talked to the operators and let them know that they need to kind of let us know when they're going to go below a certain reservoir level so we can make those adjustments. But we'll be releasing some fish next, hopefully by like the 10th of March, so that'll get us more water. But anyway, just wanted to make you aware.
No, that's good to know.
I think 90 feet was what they would normally be at right now, and they're at about 614, so we're about 5 foot lower.
Yeah, I've not heard. Thanks for that update.
Okay.
And don't think we have anyone.
I don't know.
Oh, go ahead, Greg.
Chris, well, do you want to, just to be clear, That is part of the injunction that will be happening not only this year, but in 2023 and 2024, and the pool will be held down. And there will be no refill until, I believe, mid-May. So that's the way it's going to operate, and there's zero discretion around that.
Yeah, thanks for that, Greg.
Okay, thanks. I think we can make it work. It just knowing that, you know, is obviously helpful, and we can,
yeah,
you know, we can maybe gear our releases, you know, a little differently, or like I said, just be able to make some flow adjustments.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Brett, just to be, I think you heard it, but just to be 100% clear, that will be the operational scenario, not only this year, but next year in 2024 at a minimum.
Okay, copy that. I'll get it down in our operations manual.
Okay, so I didn't see anyone on from water management, so I don't have any flow update or water quality update for folks. Nothing, no flags on my end in terms of TDG. I know it's been elevated slightly below Big Cliff, but other than that, I don't know much more than that. Anyone from BPN? Okay, moving on to HGMP buy-up terms and conditions from the 2019 buy-up. In regards to fish counts first, I didn't have anything for Bennett. Steven, I don't know if you had an update in regards to anything you're working on with fish counts.
No big update for Lebanon. PME's not on, but we're still waiting on them to get their pit tag readers installed. For Leeburg, I'll be heading down on Friday. We're working with eWeb to hopefully get a reliable system in place before the starting of the counting season on 1 May. So fingers crossed that things turn out well there. And then obviously we'll be operating the sorter again this year. It's currently up and out of the way, but once the season gets here, we'll drop it, and hopefully it works well this year. All I have. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Steven. Any questions or comments for Steven?
I don't. Bennett counts, Chris. 10 winter steelhead over Bennett, and we have seen 4 of those at Minto.
Thank you. All right, moving down the list. At the bottom, at least, I'll scroll down for you guys. Highlighted this or put it back on the agenda in regards to the 3-year report. This is a specific item in the 2019 buy-up that directed the Corps to put together this, or actually ODF NEBI to put this together this report in collaboration with the Corps. We haven't really talked about this in the past much. I didn't know if ODFW had planned on putting together a point of contact for this, and maybe the right people aren't on the call, but eventually we'll have to figure out who's going to be working on it with ODFW and who's going to be working on it from our end of things. So this will be on the agenda for next meeting as well. Again, the report being in 2022, so I assume the end of this year. Any questions or comments on that? I got more to come on that, hopefully.
Yeah, Chris, just a quick comment on that. This is Lance Kruzik. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about this when the time is right, and just minimize the burden and use whatever existing information systems ODFW and the Corps might have to report the information back. So, yeah, let's discuss this more.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on to Willamette Valley production contracts. First, we'll start with Willamette Hatcheries. So currently, we are working on awarding the next set of option year contract line items. ODFW should be receiving something hopefully today or tomorrow, and that'll be something that ODFW has to sign and return to us for signature as well. And that's just, again, awarding the next set of option years. that have not already been awarded. In addition to that, I'm also working on a contract modification for route planning that would be done by ODFW above Green Peter Dam. Included in that same modification are fish for RM&E. So working those details out in regards to fish availability in the various sub-basins. One thing getting hung up on is the fish shortage in the Middle Fork Willamette. So trying to work through those issues and hoping to be able to work through those issues soon. And that's all I have on that, unless there are questions on that contract. So for trout production, this is out there a bit. The next set of options needs to be awarded by September 30th of 2022. So we'll likely be talking about that more as it gets closer to end of year. Moving on to coordination notification forms, we have this ongoing coordination form, which is for work at Cougar Dam. I have on here 2023, and I keep meaning to change it to 2024 because I believe that's when the work is planned. Just keeping it on there so it's on everyone's radar that this is something that was coordinated well in advance so that it doesn't take us by surprise and we don't forget. The only new coordination form we have is in regards to a minimum flow deviation and a ramp rate deviation. This was in regards to clamshell getting stuck when we were doing trash rack debris removal, resulting in a minimum flow again and a ramp rate deviation that was resolved fairly quickly. Any questions thus far?
This is Melissa. I just have a feeling that this is going to be asked of me, so I'm asking it of you. How quickly is quickly resolved?
Sure. Yeah, so in this specific case, minimum flows had dropped below biop criteria for 10 hours. The ramp rate deviations occurred over 2 to 3 hours. And there was a memo sent out on that, and that's all I know at this time.
Yeah, so there was a memo after the fact or before the fact, because I saw that memo prior to, and then Anne had made some comments, so I just want to make sure I'm prepared for her questions.
Sure, yeah, so this specific memo is after the fact. There was a notification that went out by email just to get it out sooner rather than later, and then I put together additional information more formally required by the WFOP and sent that out. So that's where that stands.
Thank you.
Moving on to PDT updates. The only one we have on here currently is the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Measures PDT. I did see an email come in from Catherine Tackley during the meeting, so I didn't have a chance to look at it. Chris, did you have a chance to look at that at all? Maybe it just went to me. And I'm opening it right now. It just went to me, it looks like. So I'll do my best to summarize this update on the fly, so bear with me. So it looks like recent history. The Harmony plan that was required by the injunction was submitted to the court on Friday, so we'll have to wait that to get finalized with the various parties involved in that aspect of things. As a part of the injunction, we're required to do a biannual report, which is due February 28th, so not that far away. And in terms of operations, let's see here. So downstream fish passage operations for Fall Creek, Cougar, and Foster have started. And again, these will be carried out according to implementation plans. And I believe all these plans, if they're finalized, which these should be, are posted on the web. And if folks are curious as to that website, I can send that out to the group as well. And we continue to implement winter downstream fish passage operations at Detroit and Hills Creek. And then also there's a group formed here at the Corps that's looking at TDG abatement below Big Cliff Dam, again, due to the injunction. And her last statement is dry conditions persist. All reservoirs are below rule curve. So potentially a dry year unless we get some rain this spring. And then also, you know, continuing these various injunction measures dealing with Mother Nature as we move forward. And that's all I have. Any questions on any of those? All right. What is going on? Okay, back to the agenda. So last item on here is in regards to the fish operations plan. We do an annual push for any sort of changes that we want to see annually. Again, we can do them at any time. There was a call sent out to this group specifically and others to submit any change forms if they'd like to see changes. And that was a call by February 15th. Although if we have some, we can try to incorporate those as well. Did not receive any. I'm currently working on some of these changes to the plan that are specifically related to the injunction. So that's kind of where that is at in terms of the fish operations plan. Any questions on that? All right, well, that's the end of the agenda. The normally scheduled WIF POM meeting would occur during at least Oregon spring break. And so I think what I'm gonna do, as we did last year, is reschedule it after the spring break so that most of us can attend. And you'll be seeing a new invite for that. And with that, I'll leave it to any final thoughts, questions, or comments. All right, thanks everyone. Have a good day.